Well, good afternoon. My name is Dan Adams from the Webb City Congregation. Y'all are all invited to come. Maybe not all at the same time, but I'd love to have you all to visit our congregation. I'm going to write a couple words on the board, but I'd like to just say in beginning that most of the time I appreciate inspiration that comes from me spending time reading, meditating. It's when the Lord seems to take something I've read from the scripture and begins to open it up to me, and that's the kind that I prefer. But I know that the Lord can give us inspiration at His own timing, and has already been mentioned earlier in the service, we can have a lot of chaos that happens in our life, a lot of events taking place seemingly at the same time, and I'm no different than anyone else. I have a lot of things that seem to happen at the same time. And during all of that, it seemed like the Lord gave me a thought that I've been meditating on since then. And I want to share that with you this afternoon. So, let me write these words up here. So, I've written up here effect and affect. And I am not a grammar expert. In fact, I'm on the other end of the scale. And sometimes words escape me as far as using them correctly. And I've been known to use words that are of my own manufacture. But I do find it fascinating that one of these words is typically used as a noun and one is more an action word. So effect with the E is the noun, typically, not all the time, but typically, and the effect, or A beginning, is a word that describes an action or. So I was, this is the thought that came to my mind, and it was definitely a random thought to have in June and the 1st of July. I was thinking about the areas of our country that have something to deal with in the wintertime called the lake effect. You ever heard that term? The lake effect is something that produces incredible amounts of snowfall, which we might think snow would be a good thing right now to maybe cool us off, but snow is not always a pleasant thing. And there are places that are impacted or affected by lake effect that can get as much as 150 inches. And for those of you that don't think in inches, that's almost 4 meters of snow in a given season, a winter season. So 4 meters is well over 12 feet of snow. So that would be snow that would probably be deeper than any one of these doors in here. I think these doors are maybe 8. Those in the back maybe 9 foot or 10 foot doors. But that being the course of the wintertime, that much snow would fall. So the snow falling is the effect. The thing that produced that was the effect. All right? So the lake effect is cold air coming from the north and blowing across the Great Lakes that we have in our nation up at the north end. And as it comes across that cold air coming across a warmer body of water, it warms up the air and it picks up moisture that is evaporating, even though it's not summertime. And it picks up that moist air, and that warm air immediately begins to rise. And it goes over the land then and cools and turns to snow and falls out of the atmosphere. So as I was thinking about this, this is how my brain works, so y'all get a little insight. I noticed there was another term that was used with this lake effect snow, and it's a term called fetch. It's a word that we have used in our English language in the past that meant to go and get or pick up something and bring it back. We play fetch or catch sometimes with a dog, and we throw a stick and we expect him to fetch it back to us. But the fetch is the length of time the air is picking up moisture and warming up. So the longer the fetch, the more the snow. So I would like to talk to us this afternoon about the camp meeting effect. If you want to title the thought, you can put that on there. I really don't care what you put as a title. But I want us to get a point with the help of the Lord that camp meeting will have an effect on us, all of us. We'll go home from this place, whether you're here for one service or for whether you're here for every service, and it's going to make an effect on you of some sort. And hopefully the effect will impact you in a very positive manner spiritually. But there is something going on here that there's been a lot of work put into physical work. There has been people that have been planning for quite a period of time to know what they're going to prepare for food. There's been those that have been carefully allocating the places to stay. There's been all of this that's went into creating the camp meeting effect. The camp meeting effect is what we're endeavoring to create, because we want it to create an effect in people's lives. And as I was thinking about this, I realized that the fetch is something that's very important for us as an individual. Remember, my definition was the longer the fetch, the greater the snow, or the greater the impact, the greater the effect on our lives as far as snow is concerned. And I want to say to us that the longer the fetch in our camp meeting effect, I hope you understand my words by the time I'm finished, the longer the fetch, the more effect it'll have on us. You can come, sit in this service this afternoon, and some of you have cell phone service and some of you don't. You might have a Wi-Fi connection here, and we all know that you could spend your time with your eyes down, and you could hide it behind a songbook or your Bible or something, and your brain and your heart can be somewhere else besides here. And you can be exposed to the camp meeting effect, but your fetch will be so short that you won't get any effect. You understand what I'm saying? You can be, you can bring a camper or all of your household, your clothes or whatever, and move into a cabin and be here for 10 days or maybe come early and leave late. And you can be here for the entire camp meeting effect and not be affected. Because you have a choice. You have a choice whether to come to afternoon service or not. You have a choice of whatever you participate in. And when you get here, Lord help me, I know, as has already been mentioned, the afternoon is a very difficult time to stay awake. And you can be very drowsy and not drowsy intentionally. But it's easy to become drowsy and your fetch goes from this long to almost nothing. And you'll go from this service and afterwards somebody will say, who preached? And you might say, well, I think it was somebody. And then you might, your fetch could be so short that you really don't get anything out of it. So I want us to maximize our fetch, not just this afternoon, but for this camp meeting effect. To the point that when I go home, I will be affected in a way that will help me be successful. And I believe that you can take this little thought that I have this afternoon and it can be applied in other contexts. So I'd like to read a few verses in the 10th chapter of Hebrews, I believe. I would like to begin maybe let's begin in the 16th verse. It says, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. In their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Now, I'm sure all of us have either read that or heard it read to us, and we know we have a fundamental, at least, grasp of what that means and what it's talking about. It's a very simple gospel message. But how much effect is it having? The effect of the gospel is available to all of us. But if we don't spend the time and the effort in the fetch, we'll never be affected by the effect. It says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, we are able, by the blood of Jesus, to go into the very spiritual presence of God. That's accessible to us today. Why don't we all have it? Why don't mankind all have it? It's because the fetch hasn't been long enough to have the real effect. It says, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. He paid the price. This is a simple gospel thought. He paid the price for the sacrifices of animals of the Old Testament could be superseded. He caused us to be able to enter into a new covenant. This is fundamental things. But if we don't grasp it by fetching, by spending the time, it says, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, having our hearts in a position to be able to get the effect. The effect is being presented, but it'll only have an effect in my life and in my heart if I allow the fetch to do its job. And that air that's moving across that lake surface, you know, if it comes, if the angle changes just a little bit, if the wind speed changes, if the air temperature changes, if the temperature of the lake water, there's one lake that's more shallow than the others. I believe it's Lake Erie. Somebody else might be more of an expert than I am on this. But Lake Erie is, I believe, the shallowest of the Great Lakes. And it actually will freeze over in the wintertime towards the end of the cold season. It'll freeze over solid. So the lake effect disappears. So it hinders, if you want to call it that, it hinders the ski season because the snowfall diminishes. But those other lakes never completely freeze over. There's ice around the edge. But there is warmer water out in the middle, and it still picks up moisture. But it changes. All of those dynamics change how much fetch is possible. So notice here, it says, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. The Lord is faithful to give us what we fetch for. Understand what I'm trying to say? If we will apply ourselves, I'm the one that makes the decision. And I'm keenly aware that when the presence of the Lord is not prevalent in my life, there's only one finger that I can point, and there's only one place I can point it. It's at this fella. It's because if I don't fetch it, understand what I'm trying to say this afternoon, if I don't fetch it, I won't have it. And when I start feeling the presence of the Lord not as strong or less, it's because I've been unwilling to put the effort into the fetch. He says here, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke and to love and to good works. That's part of the effect of us coming together. When we come together, I want to... it's pretty easy to provoke someone to do the wrong thing. But I want to provoke, I want to nudge. With the help of the Lord, I want to provoke you this afternoon to apply yourself to fetching more of the presence of the Lord. And that's what part of the effect of camp meeting is. We come together. Some of you I hardly ever see except here under this tabernacle or on these grounds. Whose fault is that? Well, I don't know. Maybe both of us. But when we come here, the effect that's created by us coming, the effect that's created by those that cut the grass, by those that cook the meals, that those that prepare for the Sunday school classes, and those that blow out the tabernacle and haul the trash and pay the bills and all of that, the whole effect is something that you and I are coming together to provoke unto love and good work. Provoke is a strong term, but it's something that we want to create an effect that will affect. I know I'm saying that a lot, and I think you'll get it. Verse 25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. So one of the concepts I want to make sure you get this afternoon is some of us have said you just kind of live from one monarch to the next. Well, there's only two Sundays in Monarch. And the best I can tell, there's 50 others in a year. Where are you those other 50? You know, I believe this verse, when it's talking about not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, I think he had at least those other 50 in mind. And you know, if you will come together, there's an effect that's intended to be created at the home congregation. And when we apply ourselves to be exposed to the effect, we'll be affected. If we will put the fetch in, I know it's a stretch to fetch. You understand? I know what it's like to work more than 40 hours a week. I know what it's like to have multiple responsibilities. And the stretch to really fetch is sometimes where you find your greatest challenge. And I just want to encourage us this afternoon to not just fetch while we're here. Please do. Make good use of our 10 days together. But that other 50 Sundays, do some fetching on those days too. You can come here and be part of another nation called the imagination. And you can disappear into oblivion and miss everything that's going on. And maybe you're doing that this afternoon. I hope not. But you have a choice. You can turn your minds in and focus. The more you focus, the more you concentrate, the more notes you take, the more acquainted you get with the people that's here, the more you get to know who the minister was that spoke, or you get to know the others that you're sitting beside or behind or in front or whatever, the more you engage in the effect, that's fetching, see? The more you engage in the effect, the more affected you'll be. I won't stay much longer. Just want to get you a little thought this afternoon. I'd like to turn to Philippians. I believe it's the 3rd chapter. It says in verse 12, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and do of his good pleasure." You know, I believe that. I believe that's how it works. I believe that's the mechanics of it. I believe that's technically how it happens. But notice what it said here. I'm going to say it in my words. I'm not going to be around all the time. And it's your responsibility to do a bunch of fetching. And if you will fetch, it says here, it's God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He wants you to be affected. Mom and dad can want you. The pastor can want you. The trustees at Monarch can want the camp meeting to be effective. And they can do everything they can do to create the effect. But unless we're willing to fetch, we're going to go home and miss it. And we're going to wonder, what did I really go for anyway? And we're going to decide maybe, you know, the devil will come along and say, maybe next time you can just go fishing. It's because you didn't fetch. It's not because the effect wasn't there. I know. I know those that put the sweat and the effort into making a camp meeting possible. And it's not just here. It's other places. I know those that put the effort into making the effect in the home congregation. And the more you become engaged, the more you become part of the effect, the more effect it'll have on you. So I'm going to leave this with you this afternoon. I trust the camp meeting effect will have an effect on you. I hope that when you go home, the home congregation effect will have an effect on you. But I'm going to tell you, unless you're willing to really fetch, the effect will be minimal at best. You pray for me.